Today on the Miniature Models Podcast, the hotshot mail train is speeding through the station with fresh copies of the new Atlas catalog. What items are turning heads in the industry, and more importantly, can we peer pressure each other into buying them all? All this and so much more. So go get your ticket from the station, grab a seat, and make sure you don't miss the train. Board! Good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 77 of the Miniature Models Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, John Schwartz, and with me as always are my co-hosts, Matt Z and Johnny. Gentlemen, how are we tonight?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing, John?
I am fantastic as well. How are you, Matt Z?
I'm doing pretty good. So that was directed at you, right, Jerry?
That's directed at me, isn't it? You put that in there for me. That is fantastic to hear.
Oh, hell yeah.
So tonight we are going to attempt another run at the Express episode since we pulled into the station very late last time and we nearly got fired by ourselves. So for those who missed out our last Express episode, these episodes will be a bit shorter. They're going to be about 30 minutes or so, give or take. We still plan on doing the longer episodes, and we're just going to have the Express shows once in a while if there's like a kind of a hot topic to discuss, and just if we want to give you guys some extra content. So that's going to be the kind of idea behind these. But before we get into tonight's topic, let's have a quick rundown and see what everybody's been up to this week. Choosing the person. Johnny.
Oh boy, what have I been up to this week? It's usually we have like 2 weeks in between, or we have about a week between every other recording session, but we've actually been doing back-to-back this week. So this weekend, I thought I would be very busy at the workbench and re-weather and weather a bunch of stuff. My main candidate was the Cab Ford, which I have had upgraded to Blue Nami by Sid. The weathering was kind of starting to fade on that a little, and it looked a bit too clean, so I gave it another coat of weathering, and pretty happy how it looks. I love having the really dirty, grimy running gear and such like that, and then the boiler isn't too bad, so did that, and then I also did two modern tank cars that I got, one of those from Matt R., one of them I got back from my buddy Tim. So first attempt at weathering a modern tank car, and I gotta say those cars are really scary to weather because it's so easy to mess them up because they're so smooth sided. But they came out pretty nice. And today I got some books from Laid Off Sick, some really cool SP reference books, which would have been very helpful for weathering the cab forward 2 days ago. But hey, at least I have something for the future for my next SP project. So Matt Z, what you been up to, man?
No, for me this week, I've been haven't really been doing a whole bunch of stuff. Can't really say I've been doing anything on the layout. I've been slacking on that department lately. But I did get some new cool things in. I got from Ratchford, I got in the plated passenger cars for the Santa Fe. Those are beautiful cars, man. I mean, I tell you, the difference between silver paint and plating is night and day. And those are just beautiful cars. I got more stuff on the way from him. And once I get everything, I do want to do a full video showing everything I got, because the stuff's been quite a bit in the making, you know, with stuff going on. I haven't been able to get to everything in one go, but it's slowly but surely coming along, and it's really cool that I finally have basically everything I ordered from him. So he's looking forward to showcasing all that, but that's basically been it. But I do definitely want to get back on the layout front on things, hopefully soon here.
Speaking of Rochford, for those who have noticed, Rochford isn't on the show with us tonight. He's feeling a little bit under the weather tonight, so he thought he would entrust the show to us to carry on the torch. Whether that was a good decision or a bad decision will be seen later tonight. Now, I'm also going to give some flack to Matt since he's not here tonight, but when he had those silver Superman cars, those were beautiful, and I love seeing them behind basically every set of fake diesel that he owned. But he refused to oil them. Not like he didn't want to. It's just he said, "Oh, I'll get around to it. I don't think he ever did." His full length Vista Dome would squeak to death every single time, And eventually I was so fed up, he was running his train. I stopped his train, took the car off, and oiled it myself. So I'm glad they're performing well in your layout, Matt.
Oh my God. I think I'm the only person here that has not bought something from Rochford. And I feel left out, and I feel that you are, I'm being excluded. I need validation. So we need to fix that.
You should buy his high-level station sounds car he still has.
Well, hold on, dude. Oh, okay. Do I have an idea for you?
What's that?
You know, I'll tell you about it after the show.
Oh, geez, the after-hours bit, that's going to be not good for me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's try to reverse, let's turn those sentiments onto our listeners here when discussing our new items. We can maybe get some of them to buy stuff or even each other.
I'm going to go ahead.
Oh, one quick thing I should check in from them. I have done nothing besides prepare for York mentally and attempt to very slowly mentally prepare myself for shipping Matt Z his cars. Because Johnny, I give you credit, man. I haven't done a big shipment in a while. You got to work yourself up to that. Like you got to get in the right. You got to plan your day around that.
Honestly, though, it's like, find big box, put as many trains in big box, package it so it doesn't fall apart, and have big trains spill over the freaking shipping truck.
Where are you gonna find the box? You're looking for the box. You see big boxes when you don't need the box, but then when you need the box, you don't have it.
The worst moment is when you have all these boxes piled up and like from buying a bunch of stuff. And you're like, all right, it's time to break down the boxes, make the pile go away. And then right after you make the pile go away is when you go, oh, shoot, I got to ship something.
Exactly. Then you have to, the box mocks you as you rebuild it. Shouldn't have cut me down.
Or the worst one is when the box just isn't there anymore.
Oh, yeah. Or like I'm shipping one more thing and I'm like, oh, I need one more box. I don't have any. But
time to buy one more thing of equivalent size.
That's the great thing. If you buy enough trains, eventually you have all train shaped size boxes. So it's a harmonious cycle where you're just shipping and keep buying things in similar size boxes.
Looking to expand your collection? Check out Trains.com. Trains is your go-to place for new and used model railroad products. They have everything ranging from engines, rolling stock, parts, track, and scenery. If you need it, they probably have it. With new discounts being added daily, you'll be sure to find something you like. Plus, Trains offers a newsletter which keeps you up to date on new items, discounts, and upcoming promotions. We've been using Trains for years, and we highly recommend their stellar service. What's really cool is you can also collect points by buying Trains and using them on future purchases. With their awesome rewards program, you can earn points on every purchase that you can use for future discounts. Dedicated modelers can also join their private car membership to get exclusive access to new listings, earn 5 points per dollar spent, and unlock great benefits like no questions asked returns. Trains not only sells trains, but also buys them too. If you've got a large collection or are interested in downsizing and making some cash, you can head on over to sellmytrains.com. It doesn't get easier than that. You can find them using our affiliate link, www.trains.com/MMOP, or if you want to use our one-time promo code MMOP, you can get $10 off a single purchase on the Trains.com website. So check out Trains.com and start expanding your collection today.
So I'm going to do the icebreaker here, and we're going to go right in with what are our favorite Atlas items? Of all time. Does not have to be from the catalog. It can be from all time. But it's got to be O-Scale.
What do you want it? What is yours?
Mine is the 53.6 Woodside Reefer, the Head End Express Reefer. It is a beautiful model. It fills a perfect niche within Head End and just regular like mail train and like that sort of ilk of car. I love the trucks on it. The tooling is beautiful. They all have this gorgeous matte finish to them. They're just all around this beautiful car that fits in with so many different eras, like from turn of the century all the way up to almost, I think that even like through the 50s, you can still run them. They come in a ton of different varieties. You can get road specific. You can get generic. There's tons of cool different like variations to the colors. If you want REA, that's my favorite car that they've made in O-Scale.
That's awesome, dude. I think a lot of Atlas's steam air rolling stock is so iconic for them. Like, I know they're known for like their modern stuff, but those cars are really, really pretty.
Yeah, they fill a good niche.
Mm-hmm. I think Matt Z will have a similar one to me, potentially. But hands down, best thing Atlas ever did, gotta be those Cal Zephyr cars. Like, it's insane to see how much detail went into every single car. It is prototype accurate through and through. You have the whole consist at all variety of the railroads that came out and pulled that train, you know, CB&Q, Rio Grande, Western Pacific. And it's on par with Golden Gate Depot. You can't get better than that. It's, you have the window shades, the fluting, everything is just scale and proportionate. I really wish they could bring that back, because I was too young to be able to afford one of those. And I got one car, the observation car, from our buddy Sean. And it's just been sitting there mocking me, like, oh, this is one of the nicer passenger cars that you own, but you don't have the rest of the consist. Ha ha ha. So I hope they are able to maybe bring that back in some way, shape, or form, because those were just beautiful trains.
And to the point, I saw that set one time, the whole thing. You would swear that is a Golden Gate Depot passenger train. You would not know it's plastic until you touch it. It is just that nice of a set. And yes, that is my favorite piece too. That set is just so nice, and I really wish they had bring it back, because I would order it. And I mean, not that they have any engines to go with it right now, but you know, I mean, what a shame that is. I got to buy more engines. Oh no.
You would declare bankruptcy for that train.
Honestly, you almost do. I mean, but it is such a beautiful set, and definitely one worth seeing the revisit category.
Mm-hmm.
That's an excellent selection. I love the Amtrak version of those cars. Those are such cool pieces, and you can mix those in with other stuff. But yeah, that train, like you said, if you didn't know it was plastic, you'd swear that was a metal consist. It looks so, so nice. It's one of those things, even if you don't model that road or that train, you just want one because of how nice it is. It's just a nice thing to own.
And really, I mean, you know, Johnny, I mean, you really have the best car in that set to own is the observation, because they still use that.
Yeah.
You know, so you could put it with a modern day train and it would be close enough to what they would use.
Yeah, they still tour in private passenger service in terms of like private ownership with excursions or with Amtrak. They're such pretty cars. I had the opportunity to walk through, not the ops car, but one of the dome cars when we were at Cuyahoga a couple years back for Steam in the Valley. And my gosh, it's such a beautiful car on the inside. I'm hoping to have Sleepy Time Junk Joe. I'm going to have her repaint and detail up the interior of that car, because once it's already beautiful enough, but I feel like if she was able to repaint the car interior and have it match the train exactly and have a full consist of those, oh my God, it would be perfect.
Oh, for sure. That would be awesome.
Quick question before we continue. Off the air. Is Matt R. lurking in the audience right now?
Yeah, I was wondering what that one in audience was. Yes, I was wondering what that was.
In audience? What? No, that's you. That's you. No, that's Matt. Audience? No, wait, it's John.
No, it says there's three on, which would be the three of us, and one in audience.
What
does that mean?
Oh, that is, what the hell is that? Is it just me being the host? Because I have two me's. There's me, and then there's me.
It might be you being in there twice.
I think maybe, it's just me. Know. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was like Matt R was like lurking on us. I'm like,
I'm the last person I would have suspected that I was looking for me all the time. I love how applicable that is to many situations in my life.
I like how he's going to hear us conspiracy theorying if he's here or not.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Matt Rochford here, and I'm lurking in the audience.
Yeah. Right.
I have to edit myself out.
This episode of West Chicago Model Railroad, right? Matt, how did I do? How did I do? Come on.
The West Chicago Model Railroad Podcast.
Good afternoon, my friends. Welcome to Bill Swirsky Superfans. I'm Bill Swirsky, and with me, as always, are the superfans, Pat Arnold.
Hey, Bill.
Todd O'Connor.
Bill.
And Carl Walarski.
How you doing, Bill?
All right, we're talking here live from Ditka's on the heart of Chicago, the heart of Chicago, Illinois, the city of the big shoulders and home, of course, to a certain football team which has carved out a special place in the pantheon of professional football greats. That team which is known the world over as the Bears.
The Bears. The Bears.
All right, let's, John, if you want to segue us into the actual camera.
Yeah,
yes. All right, here we go.
You can do it. You can start it, and then if you want, I can take it over, whatever you want to do.
You can do it. Yeah, let's just move through quickly. Let's, P-42s, yeah, the main stuff, diesel, whatever. Make it happen naturally. I'm keeping an eye on our time, too. Johnny, keep us on
We got about 15, 20 minutes, Jen, to talk about this, so we're good.
All right, let's go. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, go. So yeah, so we've got some fantastic things to discuss here in this upcoming catalog. Very exciting releases. A lot of different like blending. Atlas has become sort of this modern K line of older, like a conglomeration of their own stuff, but also these older brands that have sold them tooling. It's kind of interesting to see how that kind of is a recurring theme in the hobby. So I mean, starting off, we got the P-42s front and center.
And I can't think of anybody who likes P-42s. Yes, I'm looking at you, Dashing Dan.
But there's no Via Rail.
That's right.
No, but there's Amtrak.
There is.
And more to the point, there's Metro North Heritage units. And those let me tell you, that New York Central, the minute I saw that they were doing that, I'm like, oh, God, here goes my money. Now, these are beautiful. But for the Metro North, they recently shipped the Comet cars and they are long gone. You can't find them anywhere. So if you want cars for these, have fun.
But, that's a great point.
Well, I thought about it. I'm like, I want to order this, but then I'm like, yeah, good luck finding Comet cars. And I look, nobody's got them. So I'm like, well, there goes that idea.
Have they done excursions on Metro? I know of Metra, but I know nothing about Metro North in terms of like what they actually run. Have they ran those heritage units with like private cars? Maybe get
they run them with the employee specials a lot. Like you'll see a lot of the time they'll doublehead them and stuff on like the executive trains. That's from what I've seen.
Ah, okay, yeah, because that's definitely out of my area of knowledge. But I do really like the heritage units. Those really stand out, like the New York Central. The Conrail is really sharp too.
I love the Conrail. Even though the New York Central one's amazing, the Conrail is actually my favorite.
Yeah, and the 208, the one in the middle there.
Oh, the beach ball, they call that beach ball scheme.
Yeah, that one's cool.
That one's very F-09. That one's very nostalgic of like if you ever played like Trains with the Sea.
That. Yep, absolutely.
Oh my god. Yeah, these are all great. And then of course the Amtrak paint scheme. That one's, we were discussing this in the Discord earlier today. It's a paint scheme that I did not like when it came out because like, ah, that red is just too much. But I've slowly become accustomed. I am a big fan of it. It is quite nice on P-42s. Don't like them as much on the Chargers. But that's just because I'm not a fan of the Chargers to begin with. But on the P-42s, they're beautiful. I will add this, and this is my last thing regarding these engines. If you get one, please, for the love of God, put the snowplow on the front. Otherwise, they look terrible.
Oh, please, God. Thank you for someone finally said it, Johnny. Thank you. Yes, put the snowplow on it and detail it. You know.
Just put the snowplow on. Otherwise, it just looks really like chunky on the front, and it looks like you stole it out of Roblox.
Yeah. What have you ever seen them running with no snowplow? Ever. Exactly. Never. Exactly.
Just put the two screws on. Please. It looks so bad without it.
Exactly.
All right. Do you guys want to bring us over to the next big item announced in this catalog?
Yes, the one that I am most excited about for what it means for the industry, which is the consolidation. The former Weaver, which looks like a big Bachman consolidation.
Interpret that as you will. A lot of cool road names, though, on this one. I think the one that got a lot of people's attention, especially RJ, was Southern 630. That one is a very, very cool looking engine.
And rightly so. Rightly so. It is a very good model. This is great for the industry because, it's great that this engine is back, but what this engine represents is much. This is a greater than the sum of its parts thing. The fact that we're getting a quote-unquote new small to mid-size steam engine is fantastic. Seeing this come back, and they're being a little conservative with their first offerings, But that's kind of Atlas's modus operandi, too, isn't it? They're always a little bit more conservative in what they offer.
Want to support your favorite O-Scale podcast and rock some awesome merch? Well, now you can. We've teamed up with Redbubble.com and have come up with a great selection of gear that you can get right now. They have everything from shirts, hoodies, stickers, mugs, bags, you name it. Heck, you could even get a wall clock with us on it. All this great stuff and more at Redbubble.com. Links are down in the show notes, so grab yourself some gear and rock some awesome podcast merch.
Yeah, the 280s, these are nice. You know, I mean, I've had the couple Atlas steam engines that they've done before, and they were okay, was putting it kindly. But these I'm really excited for. You know, I mean, the New York Central obviously is the one that's calling me. It's, you know, East Coast trying to be anyway. That one's pretty cool. But, you know, and these are generic enough, you know, that you could slap almost any road name on them. But the part for me, and I mean, you know, you guys know if you talk to me enough, is the MTH wireless draw bar. They're redoing that with a new design. So I'm really curious to see what that's going to be like and if that'll improve operations. You know, I mean,
I did not know that. That is good to hear. I've never had a problem with the old ones, but I know a lot of people have. So to hear that they've taken notice and are improving that is good to hear. And Matt Z, remember, this is for all the New York Central freaks out there. This is actually a really good G-Class. You chop those marker lights off and shorten that stack a little bit. That's a fantastic G-Class.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to look in the game. I mean, they're not bad. I mean, for, you know, $800 retail, you know, I think pre-order is like $720 or something.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Not bad, you know.
Price is very good. And you can run this on a lot of layouts, too. This is going to be very forgiving on layouts. And we were even speculating kind of on what that prototype sample was that they showed off, and it's even in the catalog there, whether that was a true Atlas built engine or if that's like a modified X Weaver. So it'll be interesting to see what you know, like the engine itself is actually like, that is a former Weaver that they've modified. But it's gonna be interesting to see. It looks really promising to see this. And it's a very Midwestern looking engine. So it's got that kind of like middle America vibe. I bet that CNW is gonna sell well too.
Yeah, that one's really cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I would almost prefer to have the unpainted version because it just, you can see everything pop on that. It's such a beautiful model. I do like the UP one. That one's pretty cool.
That one looks good too.
I get flash every time I see small UP steam. I get, John, I know you'll be able to relate to this. To the double headed engines from Last of the Giants. My God, great engines though. Very excited for
expensive
those
machines that were subject to the rise and fall of business. God, that's so nerdy. Yeah. Oh, I'm cringing myself. Good God. Yes, excellent to see those. And to pair with them, I'm very excited to see Head End Equipment. Is all of the 60-foot tooling coming back? It's every car, isn't it? The baggage, it's every single car.
Yeah.
Yep. RPOs, coaches, RPOs, combines, it's everything.
Yeah, observation, everything.
I love these cars. I cursed Lou from one of our Chicago buddies out here that John got to meet. I cursed Lou because Lou has so many of these shorty cars. From what I was told from him, at least Santa Fe wise, the head end cars are scale. So
they are, yes,
for Santa Fe at least. So if you want Santa Fe head end, the RPO and the baggage are perfect. I've also owned the Chicago Northwestern versions as well. They are fantastic cars. I owned them very briefly before I sold them to Chicago Jason here. And they're fantastic cars. If you want some really nice Atlas head end cars, this is your chance. Go for it.
Yeah, I will be picking up at least I think at least one of the New York Centrals, if not two, for myself, because they look exactly like the prototypes. And a lot of these roads, I mean, Johnny, you and I were doing research on these a little bit, looking into stuff. If you have, okay, so bear with me here for a sec. So obviously we cheat a little bit in our scale, you know, like the 18 inch cars are approximately supposed to be what, like 70 foot coaches, more or less, you know, in terms of, you know, for heavyweights. So if you have like a slightly, because they're a little smaller and they look a little, you know, they're a little squashed. Like, if you want like a slightly smaller coach that's more akin to like just under 70, like a commuter coach, these are perfect for that, like in terms of scaling. And mm-hmm. the fact that like we don't get a lot of four axle coaches in O scale, usually it's the big heavyweight six axle trucks, even on the smaller coaches. So yeah. the fact that we're getting these again, this is like kind of like that steam engine. These do a lot for the hobby. This is good to see back in the industry rotation.
Oh, 100%.
Sure. Yeah. And what else is nice to see in this new lineup is an engine I've been always liked for a while, but it's really nice to see this come back as our first Atlas diesel with PS3. And that's the GP15s. You know, I remember when Atlas made these the first go, but these are cool, but I wish they smoked. So now I have a smoking Proto 3 GP15. I love it.
Yep, that is, I know. And these are train men too. These are supposedly, I have not personally owned one of these, but I love, again, Atlas has given us a lot of like the mid-range stuff, which is great. Like these are good, small, modern, you know, just later mid-century onward diesels that fill in those gaps. So this is really good to see. And the fact that these are going to have PS3 is really exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And road specific details too, ditch lights and the correct, you know, like vents and stuff on certain ones, or horn placement looks like on some of these, you know.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Also, Atlas, I have a bone to pick with you. You did steam engines and Union Pacific, and you did these GP15s in Union Pacific. What are the Union Pacific passenger cars? Where are my matching passenger cars? Come on now.
That's a fair point. That is, yeah.
And then you tease me with Santa Fe passenger cars, but no Santa Fe engine. What is this? Where's the West Coast love? Come on.
Atlas, you are over. I'm just noticing how they threw a Conway Scenic coach in there. I did not even see that on my first read through. That's really cool. I completely glazed over that. Good to see some representation there. Did they not do a New York Central for the observation? I don't think they did they?
No, it looks like CNW, Santa Fe, and Western Maryland.
You know what's funny? Doing research, New York Central was one of the roads that actually did have this exact style of observation, four axle shorty. They were 70 footers technically, but looked just like that. So the fact that they didn't do one is kind of funny. But yeah, if you have like a 10 wheeler or something, that'll go great with those. And again, you know, conservative offerings with the GP15s. We're not breaking any rules with the road name offerings, but that's fine. That's good for a re-release. You cover your major bases. That'll be cool to see. The CSX one looks nice. And what else got here?
The Norfolk Southern or the UP, I think those were used in the yard service. I know there's some UP diesels that had the beacon strobes on top of the cab. I wonder if this one will too.
That would be nice to see. And that could probably be added pretty easily. They make good kits for those if you if you wanted to like super detail one of these engines. And we got the cabooses, pretty standard fare, matching stuff for all of the different roads there. Look pretty good. Pretty much the same as the, and then you get the snow plows. What do you guys think? Any exciting rolling stock we got to speak on here?
I actually like the next section, which is something I got from a buddy, Greg. He's Greg 5426 on the Discord server, and he sold me a bunch of Atlas 40-foot and 36-foot reefers. And these cars, if you don't own these are right up there with that California Zephyr. These are beautiful, beautiful cars. They're very detailed. They're very fragile. I'd be careful with them. But they are beautiful cars, and it looks like they're re-releasing these. And so those will be really cool to see. And I know, John, you're excited about the next item in this lineup.
Looking for something different? Need a gift for a fellow rail fan? Well, folks, look no further. NPL Customs is your source for all railroading decor. Handcrafted, made in the USA, and veteran-owned. Their products made for rail fans by rail fans. I personally have a set of coasters from them that I absolutely love. Find them on Etsy at NPL Customs and use code MMPODCAST at checkout to save 10%. NPL Customs, quality since 2017. I am, yes. No, those reefers, people, the reefers, Atlas reefers have a cult following almost. It's easy to see why. They're very, if you model that era, it's a very cool, like that's such a big part of it. And there's so much you can do because like everybody owned one, like all the different private companies. You can make, even if you do a fantasy one, if you do it well, you can make it look really good. So that'll be exciting to see.
I might have to snag one of those for one of my fantasy projects. I actually had one that I was supposed to get from a buddy of ours, but the Postal Service made it go into witness protection, so I just can't offer one.
Oh, fun.
We've changed the names of these cars to protect their secret identity.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, I guess I got to really give them a proper chance because, like you said, they've got a cult following. And for ironically enough, for me, it's given me the opposite feeling towards them, where I go to, like, you go to York or you go to, like, any, like, humdrum train show, there's at least one guy with the wall of these cars to the point where I'm just sick of seeing them. I know they're fantastic, but I don't care.
It's me too. No, it's me too, dude. I'm with you on that. It's the overstimulation of just, it's like, and also it's the whole, like, you gotta love them. It's like, you know, it's like, no, I don't. I feel like Larry David, kind of like, no, I don't. I don't have to love them.
I appreciate your unintentional impression of a certain someone. I wonder if they'll realize who it is.
I totally know who I just did. Yeah. And then moving on to our next one here, we've got the war emergency gondolas. No names have been changed because no one was innocent. Unironically, like, this is the car I'm most excited about seeing in the catalog. That's so nerdy of me, but the fact that we're seeing more X-Weaver coming back out into the two X-Weaver products in one catalog is fantastic. These are awesome cars. This is such a fun, because this kind of blends the whole, it's kind of like it gives you the option if you do more like mid-century stuff, like post-World War II and onward, you can kind of have the turn of the century look because these kind of have that vibe. This is like, you know, if you guys don't know, this is like the equivalent of a Woody station wagon in the railroad. It's woodside cars because they were cheap. They couldn't get steel. So I'm very excited to see these. And there's some really good looking road names in these too.
It looks like four numbers a piece, yeah.
Oh wow!
They're doing four pieces. See, it shows you how much you can
get four of whatever road name. I just look and I'm like, yeah, these are cool. I'll order every one, and then I'm like, no, not four numbers a piece. Maybe one a piece, but yeah.
I love the painted trucks.
Yeah,
that Santa Fe is beautiful. The Santa Fe and the almost all of them basically, except for the Reading and New York Central, have painted trucks. Those are cool.
Yeah, I got some of those from the York Train Show as a gift from Chicago, Jason. He actually had some. This is when you know you get a true train bud. He was like, yeah, I got some extra cash. Just go walk around and look for rolling stock. I'll buy you one on me. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And he got me a weathered one, which I've been using in my contest ever since. So they're fantastic cars, the Weaver one. So it's nice to see these coming back as Atlas.
Nice. And then we got the sliding door boxcar. I got a couple of these. These are cool.
Yeah, some cool road names there for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, indeedy. I'm sure some of our friends will be happy to see some more secondary road names, kind of like very specific stuff. Again, Alice is very good about that. You get one little gem in there always, you know. So it's good to see those. And then we have
accessories. Well, everyone's most excited for the pedestrian crosswalk. Yes. Like, never seen an O-scale before, pedestrian crosswalk.
You can go up and then back down again.
You get one track or two track.
Yeah. And a little trivia for if you're looking in the catalog, that's not Atlas track on the bottom of that.
No, it's Matt Z track.
Yes. It's the world's best track system.
Scale tracks.
Yeah, the thing, you know.
It is there.
Yeah, it.
But he also has some other accessories, and we'll just power through these here so we aren't here all night. But we got the new and improved Atlas turntable. Improved as in they have supposedly have made some changes to the mechanism, so it's a bit, it's more consistent, more powerful compared to what it used to be. So that'd be really cool. I wish I had space to try one of these out. But hey, if you have one, you know, that and you've tried the new one, let us know how that's performing.
Sure. This would be cool.
Atlas track as well being promoted, track that I want but can never find. And then a bunch of their awesome building kits as well, which I've been debating on that operating crossing gate for the longest time, but every time I have Berwyn's, but it's too cheap to buy it.
Those are neat.
Yeah. But that brings us to the end there.
Yes, indeed. It's a good catalog. Again, Atlas, they fill a very good niche. Like I said, they're a little bit more conservative in what they offer when they do, at least on new releases. But they do a great job of filling in a niche and improving older pieces and continuing new ones and their own. So they're doing a very good job. Like I said, it's kind of a modern K-line situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
I am excited.
Well, before we end off things, guys, want to do a quick lightning round. What was your personal highlight of the catalog? John, how about you?
Enjoying this week's topic? You can join in on the conversation too on our community Discord server. We have a lot of different discussion channels, ranging from showing off your collection, discussing the latest and greatest in the industry, a buy and sell forum, and even a voice channel you can hop on call and talk trains with us late into the night. We're a little over 300 strong and would love to have you join us too. Check out the invite link to our community Discord down in the show notes, read and acknowledge the rules, and introduce yourself and start chatting. We have a great team of moderators who make sure all are welcomed and respected. So what are you waiting for? Come on down and join us in on the fun, and let's talk some trains.
Oh, personal highlight. I'm not going to pick one item. I think just, again, to reiterate, just kind of what this means for the industry, just seeing this sort of product, what, like everything in this catalog, the catalog is as its entirety, what it represents, that we're getting old things brought back in and improved upon, hopefully, because we need that. We need more competition. And the fact that, you know, tooling is kind of getting shuffled around, it's interesting to see how, you know, it's kind of like a reboot, a fresh take, a soft reboot on the item. So I'm just happy to see what is in here as a whole.
For sure. How about you, Metzi?
Yeah, I'm kind of almost in the same boat. Maybe, you know, what's old is new again. And I don't know. I think if I had to pick an item, I really think these 280s are going to be something. You know, when a couple of the guys were talking, they're saying that the new Atlas engine is not going to be a diesel or an electric one. At least only a steam engine. And like I said, you know, Atlas, a couple of rounds of steam were halfway decent, but definitely needed some help. But seeing this was really kind of shocking to me. It's like, well, we're going to try the steam thing again. And so I guess third time's a charm. We'll see what happens.
I'm almost halfway there. Halfway there.
Yeah, I'm really happy to see Atlas trying steam again. If they're able to have a lot of success with this, hopefully this opens the door for them to try other things. And with the amount of detail that they put in, road-specific stuff, it'll be nice to see Atlas give, you know, Lionel and MTH run for their money when it comes to that kind of stuff. Personal highlight for me has to be the head-end cars for the coaches. I'm saying that I don't want them now, but most likely if I see them at Berwyn when they come in, whenever that time is, I'll probably get the Santa Fe ones. But you know, we'll see when that time comes in. But very excited for this catalog.
I'll talk you into buying them, Johnny. Don't worry.
Thanks, John.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's the least I can do.
He's going to get revenge for what I did to when he was here.
Oh, not at all. Who got that impression?
But yeah, a great show. John, you want to take us home, my man?
Well, guys, thank you so much for being here. That was fun. We actually conformed to what we wanted to do. We set out and we actually stuck to our schedule. I'm so proud of us. And we really appreciate all of you guys, our listeners. As we always say, it's you who inspire us to keep the show going, and we make this show for all of you. And yep, our stop's coming up here. So let's disembark. Let's jump off at speed because that is just cooler. And then we will keep the Express on schedule and we won't have to get fired again. And then rehire ourselves, because that's a lot. That's a lot of paperwork. Oh God, I had to talk to the recruiter again, and no.
It's amazing how all the members on that railroad, all the administration staff, it's just Rochford. So it's just him with different hats, literally different hats.
You didn't file your paperwork, Wazowski.
Wazowski, you didn't
Don't
finish the Express.
Don't let it happen again.
I'll try to be less careless. And the episode, or so help me.
I love it.
And the recording, you guys. So yeah, Johnny, where can folks find you, sir?
You can find me on YouTube at Audamus. That's AUDAMUS. My latest video would be the GP38-2 upgrade video, where I basically save it from scrap. If you want to give that a look, I would greatly appreciate it. As for projects in the works, I'm thinking of doing a video on my Breakdown B unit. So I was working on the script today. So whether I get it out into production or not is yet to be seen. But you can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Audimus_trains. And last but not least, you can find me on the Miniature Models Podcast Community Discord server, where I'm reading and responding to all of your posts and making a fool of myself in the voice chat. So come on down. It's lots of fun.
Beautiful, Johnny. Beautiful, beautiful. Matt Z, where can folks find you, sir?
You can find me on YouTube under Matt-TrainLover9943. Facebook under the same name. Instagram, Matt's.Hobbies. And like Johnny said on the Miniature Models Discord server, always a fun time down there, so be sure to join us.
Absolutely. You can find our wonderful co-host Matt R. at WC Model Railroad on YouTube, Instagram, and his Facebook page. And you can find me, John, at RetroMikado96 on Instagram and RetroMikado on YouTube. I almost forgot the name of what that site was. But yes, you guys can find me there, and as always, in the Miniature Models Podcast Discord server as well, where we are always having a good time talking with you all and just debating all these fantastic new things that we've discussed this evening. Guys, that was a really good show. I'm thrilled that we actually did our Express episode, and I like this. We definitely need to do this for future releases, because this is kind of the model that our some of our manufacturers are shifting towards. So if we get like a good slate of these coming out at once, we can definitely revisit it. And if you guys like this format, let us know. We'll do more of this kind of stuff.
I liked it. It's pretty cool.
For sure, yeah. I'm very excited to do more of these in the future for you guys.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thank you so much. And everybody, have a great day and take care.
Take care, everyone. Thank you.